It's great to have your company this afternoon. 40% of all people will have contact at some time in life with a person close to us who has strong suicidal ideas, which may be brief or go on for weeks or even longer. And these are the words of our next guest. His name is Professor David Horgan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
That's a sobering statistic.
Yes, and indeed it is one of the things that we really don't talk about because we are all afraid that talking about it will make the situation worse, or if somebody does say, I wish I was dead, or I'm thinking of doing something to myself, then we all freeze and don't know what to say. And we did a Resolve strategic survey of over 2,000 people last year, and that's exactly what it showed. Two-thirds of the population, at least, are afraid and don't know what to say in a situation like that.
What are the statistics just within Australia around suicide?
Well, but like there's a busload of people every week die from suicide, which is over 3,000 people, and a plane load of people attempt suicide every day. It really is quite amazing. Somewhere between 65 and 100,000 people in Australia attempt suicide in a year.
Right.
And it's due basically to emotional pain and the stresses of life, and of course the stress may cause depression, which is a huge and increasing problem, especially for young people, and especially, I suppose, for people in isolated areas where there are more pressures, less supports, less intervention, and perhaps stigma is a major issue. So we have this app, Preventive Suicide, What to Say, which is totally private. If a family member is talking about suicidal thoughts, or a friend, instead of freezing, you're saying, please ring Lifeline, and all the crisis lines do an excellent job. One telephone call, if they will make it, is really not going to change things a great deal for many people. So what we are emphasizing is that the listeners should understand how important they can be in a situation like this, because messages that are approved medically from somebody like their sibling, parent, cousin, friend, work colleague, and from all of those people make a huge difference when somebody is feeling so desperate and in such pain. And this app, as I say, Preventive Suicide, What to Say, does not need any training. You just download the app and it's self-explanatory. We have hundreds of medically approved texts. You select one, it downloads onto the messages section of your telephone, and you can send it as it is or modify it to make it more personal.
Right. So there's a medically proven way of what you should say to someone.
Well, sorry, we can't say it's medically proven because we really can't prove what works or does not really work when professionals are talking to people.
Yeah.
But these are the phrases that mental health professionals use all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it would start off with, are things so bad you wish you didn't wake up in the morning? Do you wish you weren't alive? Have you thought of doing something to yourself? How strong are those thoughts? And then we have options on the app about what to ask, what to say, what to do, and indeed connecting until recovery, so that getting supportive messages each day or a couple of times a day from a person who's concerned about you or a number of people reassures us all that we are not alone. And what the research does show is that connections prevent suicide.
So those questions, some might think, oh, I don't know if I could ever ask that, but that's really qualifying questions that really makes the other person feel seen and heard if they are having those thoughts.
Exactly, and this really is the elephant in the room. You are quite right, because we tell people to drive safely, but they are more than twice as likely to be killed or injured by suicide or by a suicide attempt than they are by a car accident. And this particularly applies to young women in the age group 15 to 30. They have huge rates of emotional pain and suicide attempts, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And if we can intervene just with support and reassurance, it makes a huge difference, because the stress and the depression tells the person 24/7 there is no hope, you'll never recover, nobody understands, you're a burden, etc. If you have family and friends saying the exact opposite and quoting our messages, then you are directly confronting what the condition is telling the person.
Mm-hmm.
And this is totally free, and all we ask for is that the listener gives us some publicity, tells friends about it, tells, you know, there are people on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, that this free service exists. And I think it should make a huge difference.
Yeah, all right. It's an app. It's called Prevent a Suicide, What to Say. You can download it for free from any online store. And, you know, the prompts are available 24/7. This is great to hear about, especially for us in regional areas. And well done on developing it.
Thank you very much. We very much appreciate your interest.
Thanks so much. See you.
Thank you. Bye.
Clinical Associate Professor David Horgan there has developed an app. It is free. It is available now. It's called Prevent a Suicide, What to Say. And if this interview has raised any issues for you, remember support is available 24/7 at Lifeline. That's 13 11 14.